Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?
Welcome to the Young at Heart Radio Show. I'm Patty Teal and my co-host is Frank Newton. Frank is the executive director of the RSVP program. He writes a column called Frank Talk for Seniors in the Santa Barbara News Press. He's the editor of the Successful Aging newspaper and many other things. So welcome, Frank. How do you find time to do anything else?
Well, that's a good question. In fact, I'm pulling myself away. I'm going down to Mexico for a week next week.
Ooh.
You'll be doing the show on your own next week, I'm sorry to say. But that's a good intro into my co-host, who is the inimitable Patty Teal.
Well, we'll find out about that next week, won't
that's
we?
That's right. We'll find out how inimitable she is.
Absolutely.
Patty now works for RSVP, I'm very proud to say, as our volunteer outreach coordinator, and she has a column of her own in the Montecito Journal called Seniority. How are you doing, Patty?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Good. The weather's been so pretty, hasn't it?
It's been beautiful. Today we're having a little less June gloom, which is a relief.
It is nice. But I don't mind. As long as the sun comes out by the end of the day, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell our listeners about a wonderful volunteer opportunity. As you probably know, if you've listened to this show before, RSVP matches up seniors, and we use that term for people 55 years and up, with wonderful nonprofits. And so we have opportunities for people that want to work with children, that want to work with elders, that want to do office work. So there's all kinds of
working
things.
With animals.
Absolutely.
All kinds of services available.
And yesterday I got a call from the Eastside Library because they're in need of volunteers this summer because they have a summer reading program. I think this sounds like so much fun. Volunteers are paired up with a buddy and they read together. So for more information, just give me a call. The number here is 963-0474.
I encourage our listeners to do that. They'll have a lot of fun.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about today's guest.
Well, we have a very special guest.
Very special.
And very distinctive program today.
Yes, and we work in the office right next door.
She is under our roof.
She's under our roof.
And actually, for quite a long while, I've been hoping she would be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jamie O'Toole, another inimitable person.
Another inimitable person.
One of the wisest people I've ever met.
Oh, she doesn't know what to say to that. Anyway, we're thrilled to let her know about the organization that she runs under Senior Programs of Santa Barbara. It's called Real Help.
Yes.
And it's a nonprofit. And oftentimes, I know when people are in need of a caregiver, they think of two options. One is to go to an agency, which of course can be more expensive than they can afford to pay. Oftentimes it's $26 and up, which is undoable for many people.
And this is for people to come in and work in your home to do chores and things like that, correct?
Or caregiving, kind of, maybe they may need help going to the grocery store. They may just need company, companionship, that kind of thing.
So one option is to go to an agency.
One option is to go to an agency. And then the other option is to hire someone on your own, which can be a little daunting, and a little scary, especially if you're trying to find somebody on Craigslist or you don't know where to turn.
Well, people will find out it's not as simple as they might think it is.
Right. So Real Help is another wonderful option, and our guest Jamie O'Toole is going to tell us all about it. Hi, Jamie.
Welcome.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Frank. Yes, I am going to tell you all about Real Help, which is a nonprofit that was started about 35 years ago under the auspices of Helen Paul, who actually started RSVP here in town, and a wonderful woman named Iola Baker, who ran Real Help until she was 93. Caregivers who have been on the list for many, many years still talk about Iola and how truly wonderful she was. I started in 2006.
How does it work?
It's a referral service. It's not an agency. I don't have anyone who comes out and assesses the situation. What happens is that if somebody calls me, either the person who needs the care, a friend who thinks the person needs the care, or an adult child who also thinks the person needs the care, I start at that point. But what I found is often the person who they think needs the care doesn't want the care.
Mm-hmm.
And becomes very unenamored of having a caregiver come into their home. Many of these people live alone. They like it. They're in their own homes, and they don't want anything disturbed.
Mm-hmm. So they're very protective.
They can be very defensive, very protective.
It's just, I'm sure it feels like to them another loss of independence.
I'm sure it does.
Mm-hmm. So even though it might be good for them, it's hard to accept at first.
The other thing that's hard to accept for many people who are a little bit older is the wage. Now, our wages are $15 an hour, paid directly from the client to the caregiver, with a two-hour minimum.
So the money doesn't come to us.
Here. No. We are definitely a nonprofit.
Yes.
We have an alternate source of alternate revenue. But many people who are in their 80s and older never made $15 an hour. And so it seems like a great deal of money. It's not in this day and age, but it was back in the 40s.
Yeah, absolutely.
The prices have gone up in a tandem with gas prices, with cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
$15 for a good caregiver is rather reasonable.
What do these caregivers do typically? What's the range of service?
All right, we'll talk about it as home health aid.
Okay.
I have several who are CNAs, and that's a certified
nursing assistant.
Right, which means they've gone to school, they've gotten their degree. Many of them went to City College.
That's a good program.
It's a great program, mm-hmm. isn't it? I encourage them, if they can, to keep up their licenses. But sometimes, because caregiving is a very fluid business, and I mean that in the sense that you never know from one day to the next if you're going to have the caregiving job.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Well, people get older. They sometimes go into retirement homes.
Or they move in with an mm-hmm. adult child. Or
they die. The sad thing we don't like to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So oftentimes, it's hard for a CNA to keep up their license. So that's one part. But they still have the training. Two things we don't do. We don't ever do financials. We don't fill out people's checkbooks or even look at their bills. And we do not give medications.
So they can do things like clean the house, prepare meals,
shopping.
Shopping, okay.
Going to doctor's appointments, personal care, which can involve all the way up to bathroom care.
And that's when the CNA would probably be in there.
Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, I have people on my list who do not have their CNA license, but they have life experience.
Oh, sure.
Who will be able to do a bath or other bathroom duties easily because they've done it maybe for a parent.
For their own parent. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So it's only $15 an hour.
Yes, with a two-hour minimum.
Okay.
And it's paid, as I say, directly to the caregiver. The caregivers work as independent contractors. Once the job is done, they are supposed to be paid. So they are supposed to be paid daily for the 2 hours or for whatever time they come. Often, a relationship develops between the caregiver and the client that okay. becomes very close, very loving, and different arrangements are made. Sometimes their pay is increased because they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be paid once a month by check. But this really has to do with the relationship between the two.
At that point, you kind of step back from the situation.
I do, unless there's a problem.
Unless there's a problem. You're listening to the Young at Heart Radio Show on KTMS 990, and our guest today is Jamie O'Toole, and she's talking about Real Health,
which provides in-home care for mainly elderly people, correct?
55 or older.
55 or older.
People who want to stay in their homes. Though, if someone has a disability, for example, fell down and broke their leg,
mm-hmm.
and they really actually need some help, we can do that too.
Even if they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So what about if they have MS or something like that?
No.
No.
Although, I shouldn't say that. I have one client who has Parkinson's,
mm-hmm.
and I have a couple caregivers who have worked with Parkinson's. And so they're not CNAs, but they're able, they know about Parkinson's. Somebody in their family had it, they understand. And because Parkinson's takes different turns for different people, there's a level where Parkinson's client may not need a tremendous lot of care, but will need some, all the way up to needing a lot of care.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That usually goes then into the realm of getting a nurse.
Okay. Now, these people that you refer, you just don't refer them blindly.
No.
You have to, because people, that's one of the reasons people might be afraid.
Yes.
And so should be. What can you do?
I have a screening process that I go through.
Okay.
First, you have to get past me on the telephone if you're a caregiver.
Step one.
Step one.
Step one.
Be nice. If I talk to somebody for 5 or 10 minutes on the phone and I really get a sense that they know what they're talking about, know what they're doing, and they have experience, and you can find a lot out in 10 minutes, send in an application, then they fill it out and send it back to me. I check their references, which I ask for 4, 2 job, 2 personal, and then I do a computer background check.
That's great.
But we're not done.
Oh.
Because after I do this and compile my records, mm-hmm. we have a personal interview. Anywhere from 30 minutes to sometimes 1 hour, depending on what the person wants to talk to me about. And if they have a lot of experience and they get into the rhythm of talking about what they've done, I just let them go.
I remember you made a wonderful comment to me one time. I was trying to line up a caregiver for someone, and you said, I would send this person out to my own mother or father. And I love that, because I thought, that's the highest compliment. If you feel safe doing that, then you're in good hands.
And I feel that way about almost everybody on my list at this point. There are only a couple people I wouldn't send to my mother because she wouldn't like them.
Right. Not that they would be in any danger. But
no.
So part of your job, too, is to match the worker.
Oh, that's a big part. Yeah.
Match the worker with the person at home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big part of it. So as a referral agent, when someone calls and tells me what the needs are of either themselves or their parent or friend, then I go through my list and I look at the people and I give out 3 or 4 names that they can call. It's a referral system.
Okay.
Caregivers, as I say, are fluid. Mm-hmm. You never know. I encourage everyone on my list to sign up with every agency they possibly can. I want them to have work. And I don't always know who's working and who isn't. And so you get 3 or 4 names and you call. We used to have an interview process that I didn't like very much, and now we've changed that. If you want to interview someone personally, you have them come out to work for 1 hour, and you pay them for that hour. This is the way the agencies do it. They'll just send you someone, and you can like it or lump it, but that's how that goes. So I think it's only fair to caregivers these days to, if they're going to do an initial interview, to get paid for it and to work at the same time.
Right. You know, I think when people have to pay the high fees that agencies charge, which usually starts about $26 an hour.
Or more,
depending on what level of care the person needs. But the caregiver is likely making $11 or $12 an hour.
Yes,
so
yes.
People think they're paying a lot, which they are, and sometimes it's unaffordable, but the caregiver is not making, you know,
no.
A lot of that money goes to running the business. And I'm not saying that the businesses can get by with any less because there's overhead and that kind of thing, but what a
Absolutely.
Great option to use your services.
One of the things that an agency has is that the caregivers are licensed and bonded.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true of a referral service. As I said, they work as independent contractors. But because of my process of interviewing them, and many caregivers carry their own insurance, I feel absolutely confident that whoever comes from Real Help is not a thief, not an abuser, not a drunk, not a someone who's going to take advantage of the client.
Good. I'm glad you don't pull your punches here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the Jamie O'Toole test, licensed or bonded.
Right.
The Jamie O'Toole test, I'd go for that one, that's for sure.
Well, as a friend of mine once said, Jamie, your gut won't hold up in court if it's a problem. And I said, no, but I would trust it against any other agency people.
Mm-hmm.
It's profoundly meaningful and beneficial.
And this is a very vulnerable population that we work with.
Well, tell me, now, you started doing this in 2006.
Yes.
Have things changed?
Yes.
Well, what's been happening?
There is the crash in 2008.
Okay.
Crash in 2010. Money seemed to just evaporate in the healthcare field. It wasn't just RealHelp. It was everybody I talked to.
The people needing help or both? The people giving help, the people needing help?
The people who I talked to in the other agencies.
I see.
And the ability to afford to pay someone
yes,
to come into
it
your
it was
home.
Pretty scary for, oh my gosh, when you think of what happened, the number of people who lost their homes,
mm-hmm.
number of people who lost pensions, you know, if they had any money in the stock market. It was for so many people also lost their jobs. They came home to take care of mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know my brother, as an example, he had a pension from General Telephone. And in 2008, one day he woke up and he had quite a bit of money less than he had when he went to sleep the night before. It just happened that quickly.
It did. It was amazing.
So that's kind of a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It
you probably
is.
Think you're a nightmare when you wake up. This can't be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. Uh-huh. It's true. It's like a tsunami, financial tsunami. It just raced in so fast.
Could you give people your phone number, Jamie?
Yes. It's an 805 area code, and it's 965-1531. I am very good about returning messages. I try to return calls within 24 hours.
So, Frank, before we went on the air today, you were talking about a survey that was very interesting. Would you tell our listeners about it?
3 or 4 years ago, the United Way tried to determine what do seniors in our community need and want. Instead of agencies just deciding, oh, we're going to provide this service, we're going to do this, instead, ask the seniors themselves.
What
do they
need? What a novel approach.
I know. What a novel approach. Well, it was called the Poppy Study. And after surveying hundreds of older adults throughout Santa Barbara County, the Poppy Study came up with a set of findings. And the number one need and desire among older adults was to remain living in their own home.
There's even a term they use for that, aging in place.
Aging in place was the number one need. Number two was transportation, more transportation. Living at home, being able to age in place is a key part of what RealHelp is all about.
Yes, and I think that speaks very highly of both Helen Paul and Iola Baker.
And they're the ones who started this,
yes.
What, 30 years ago?
About 35 years ago.
Wow.
They realized that there was a significant need in Santa Barbara.
You are such an interesting lady. I know that it's very fun to work with you. And you have such compassion for people. That's what I enjoy the most. Jamie has a huge heart.
I do have a sense that the older people get, the better they get, because they've lived through so much. They have experience. And there's great value in getting older. I like to think of it as getting wiser rather than just getting older.
Mm-hmm. So I want to remind our listeners that this is the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990. And our guest is Jamie O'Toole, who runs RealHelp, that helps caregivers match up with people who are in need, generally seniors.
So it provides in-home care. If somebody needs help, they need someone to come in and do some chores around the house, how would they reach you?
They can call me at 965-1531. We are in Santa Barbara, and if anybody is hearing this in Carpinteria, I don't have a lot of contacts down there, but I do have a couple people who will go to CARP for help. Sometimes I get people calling from Ventura or even Los Angeles, not quite realizing where I am. Santa Maria, we don't have an ability to service any, and I don't know of any services up there, actually.
It's interesting.
Well, does anybody else really do what you do here in town?
As far as being a referral service, no. But we have some very fine agencies here, and I know some of the people who run them. They're heartfelt, and they care for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies, just by their nature, have to charge more. But the caregivers that they have, I've met some of them who aren't on my list, but who have helped a friend of mine, and they're just, by and large, wonderful people. I love caregivers.
Well, caregivers, by and large, are wonderful people
because they care. That's right.
Exactly. Are you in need of any more caregivers?
At the moment, no. But again, that could change. I have a really nice list of people. By the way, I match gender to gender. So yeah, women get women caregivers, and men get males. But right now, I'm at pretty much 100%.
Boy, this has been interesting. Even though I work with Jamie, I didn't know everything about Real Help.
Well, it's important, I think, for the listeners to know, because the need is growing. More and more people want to remain in their home, and there are real financial problems out there in our community.
Earlier today, Frank, you and I were talking about demographics in the world. And we had come across some very interesting statistics on the poodwaddle.
The poodwaddle.
I like the word. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
And maybe our listeners might learn something from
this. I would really encourage anyone who loves statistics to go to poodwaddle.
How is that spelled, Jamie?
Yeah, how do you spell that?
It's P as in Poppy, O-O, D as in dog, W-A-D-D as in dog, L-E.
Poodwaddle.com.
Poodwaddle.com. And it comes right up. Poodwaddle is a very, very lovely site. And it also has a test you can take about how long you're going to live. And if you tell the truth, like I didn't, so I'm going to live to be 93.
Do they ask you how long your parents lived and that type of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I didn't. Okay. I told the truth for the most part, but I lied a little bit about how many vegetables and fruits I eat. And for each question that they ask, they have a lovely quote to go along with aging. And my favorite one, and the one I can remember most, is what Mickey Mantle said. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Oh, that's very cute. So if an agency is too expensive and you don't want to go through the hassle of trying to find someone on your own, then Real Help would be a great option.
Yes. Finding somebody on your own, I think, would be very risky.
I do want to say one thing here. The caregivers that I refer don't take Medicare, Medi-Cal, or any kind of insurance. It's cash.
Well, agencies generally, the people that use agencies, they generally don't take insurance either. Sometimes long-term care insurance will cover help, but not very often. And a lot of people don't have that. So it's a great service you're providing.
Thank you, and thanks very much for this interview. I appreciate it.
Thanks, yes. Jamie. Stay tuned. Scam Squad is up next. You're listening to KTMS 990.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Scam Squad.
Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson is here to tell us about the latest scam targeting seniors in our area. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you, Patty. It's always good to be here. Now, I know that Craigslist can be a very helpful tool for buying and selling things, but you need to know that it can also be a perfect hiding place for scam artists.
Well, I think we've talked about Craigslist scams before, but is there something new?
Yes, I heard this story 2 days ago, and I knew I had to share it with your listeners immediately. This involves a woman from another part of the state who wanted to rent a home for a week here in Santa Barbara. So she checked Craigslist under vacation rentals and saw a condo she thought would be perfect for a reasonable price, $1,200. So she emailed the realtor on Craigslist, who emailed her back a contract, and it all looked very official. She even drove by the residence. They gave her the address. She drove by the residence before signing the contract, and she liked the way it looked. It looked just perfect.
Did she go inside, Vicki?
She did not go inside. Okay. She was not able to get inside. And she was told that the woman who owned the house lived in Texas and that the condo was fully furnished. So she was instructed to send in a deposit of $700 and that she could pay the balance when she picked up the keys. And it was arranged that she would meet the realtor in front of the property on the day that she was supposed to take occupancy.
Did she do any checking about the realtor, like the Google name, or to find out if the realtor was associated with a company?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think she did, but she did say that it all seemed very official, and they seemed like they knew what they were doing, the people that she was dealing with. So 2.5 weeks later, at the appointed time, she showed up in front of the condo, and she waited, and she waited, and she waited, but the supposed realtor never showed up, and she realized that she had a problem because she had no way to reach him other than email.
Oh, this is not sounding good. Can you imagine coming to town, you've rented your place, and you're standing there, and nobody's there to let you in the house?
I know. And while she was waiting, a neighbor came out of her door and asked if there was anything she could do to help. And when our victim explained that she had rented the property, the neighbor said, "Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid you've been scammed. You're the third person to come by this house in recent days trying to rent this property."
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a very expensive lesson to learn, and I can't even imagine how you'd protect yourself.
Well, she was out the $700. There was clearly no way to get that back. And really, the thing that you have to understand about Craigslist is don't send in the money. If you're going to do any kind of exchange, a sale, anything, meet the person in person and have the exchange take place one-on-one.
Oh, boy, that's good advice. And I could really understand how somebody could get conned like this. People are trusting.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. And these con artists are very convincing.
They are. And apparently one of the warning signs, if you are dealing with a scammer on Craigslist, one of the warning signs is if they ask you to send in money up front.
Ah. Is there any chance that you'll catch this scammer?
Probably not.
Oh, that's too bad.
She did report to the police, and hopefully the other two people that also were scammed reported it to the police. And there's always hope, but these people are very clever about picking up their operations and moving on if they feel that law enforcement is closing in on them.
Mm. Thanks so much for sharing this great alert, Vicki. We really appreciate it. You've been listening to the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990. It airs Saturdays and Sundays at 5:30 p.m., and you can also listen to past episodes at youngatheartradio.com. And Frank's going to be on vacation next week.
I know. You'll carry
I'll
on like a trooper.
Stumble through somehow.
No, you'll do a great job.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Bye-bye.
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 Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?